But you never heard it. Would blacks...
Blues headed as a woodpecker, you know?
Would you ever hear blacks use that word about whites?
Not too much.
Okay.
You little whitey.
Yeah.
That's the way that goes.
Yeah. What, now, about that, what would whites call blacks? In other words, whites call...
Oh, you know, back, you know, the prejudice thing is pretty well calmed down over the years, you know, around here. We don't have too much around here. You got a few people call them, you still call them niggers, you know.
And yeah.
Mostly the old heads, you know, is what call them niggers.
Yeah.
You know, they call them...
Would they have anything they would call whites?
Honky.
Honky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honky.
And
whitey.
Yeah, whitey. You ever hear peckerwood?
Not too often. I mean, not really.
Okay.
Not around this, you know, portion of the country. I mean, I've heard them call a lot worse things than that, you know.
Yeah. What would y'all call a person maybe who lived out in the woods and never came into the town? Would you ever have folks like that around here?
Well, you had a man. Oh, this man back when I was a kid lived up on the river. And he lived up there about Cork Island, across the river from Cork Island. And he never came, he never seen him. He'd raise him a little garden up there on that. In fact, at that time, that was what they called a conservation league. Now it's what they call a conservation league. But back then, it was just, you know, Anderson Tullis, you know, they
yeah.
owned the thing, and it wouldn't post it to anybody or nothing like that. He lived back in there, and wherever he went by boat, you know. And if he had to go to town, he'd come down the river a little bit and go up in this Lake Whittier up here from town, 4 or 5 miles. And you never seen him, you know. And another friend I used to fish with years and years ago, we'd go by there, we'd stop by there, you know. We'd eat with him, you know, and socialize with him, you know. He's just a cool codger. We go, he's something else, man. He just...
Yeah.
And all the old sayings and everything.
Folks might say he was a...
hermit or...
Hermit.
Loner.
All right. But do you ever hear the word river rat or...
Oh, yes. That's the name. That's the, what you might say, the school name here. That's what we call it. You know, it's mascot or the... school name, whatever you want to call it, the river rats, you know.
I see. Well, you went to high school in McGee.
Yeah.
Okay. The river rats. What about...
We used to have the high school before used to be here, too, but they discontinued the high school, you know.
Yeah.
And they just got the high school back within a year or so, you know. But back before, in the early... I'm at the late 50s, you know, or along in the 50s. And the late 50s and early 60s, we didn't have a high school here.
Yeah.
We all went to McGee after we left the 8th grade. We went to 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th in McGee.
If somebody went to school and didn't, went off to school, left home to go to school and didn't show up, they'd say he did.
Hooky. Played hooky.
Played hooky.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been in trouble about that a few times. I mostly, all along in the 9th grade, I just pretty well wasn't too much on school, you know, but I, after a year of failing the 9th grade and seeing I was going to be an old man the time I got out of high school, I straightened out and went ahead on, you know. that straightened me out quick when I seen I was going to be in the 9th grade for the rest of my life.
Yeah.